can't remember right now.
Okay.
Sorry.
What might you call higher than knee length shorts?
Short shorts.
Yeah. Short shorts.
Well, if there was for swimming, you'd call them swim trunks. people in New Zealand call swim trunks hippies.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you pick that up when you were in the Navy?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Somebody said, "Be sure to bring your hippies," and I said, "What?"
I didn't know that. That's
the only time I ever heard that.
Uh-huh. Is it before the time, just recently?
No. Oh, no, that was in World War II, 1945, I guess it was. But I can't think what you'd call shorts. I said just shorts. Mm-hmm.
What did you do in World War II?
I was in the Navy. I was drafted by the Navy.
I mean, what did you do on the...
Storekeeper.
On the ship?
And we hauled New Zealand lambs and cattle from New Zealand up to Guam and Saipan and Tinian
on
a refrigerator ship. Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. Yeah, my dad was stationed in Okinawa.
He was?
I think it was 1945, 44 or 45, because he graduated from school in 43.
Oh, uh-huh.
So he was over there for, I think, about a year or so.
Uh-huh.
Filling teeth, you know. What might you call clothes that somebody else had worn, had owned and worn until you got them?
Well, if it was in the family, I'd say hand-me-downs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about if they were outside the family, or you bought them in a store or something?
Oh, reclaimed clothing, or... That's used clothing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What might you call very fashionable or good-looking clothes?
Well, the popular name now is threads.
Okay. I've heard it too, yeah.
Fancy togs or Sunday's go-to-meeting clothes.
Okay, if you had some winter clothes that you were going to store, during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
What might you put them in?
A moth-proof bag.
Okay. Is there a name for that kind of bag?
Well, it's usually cedarized.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you mean?
Well, is it plastic or flexible or?
Or it could be plastic or paper, either one.
Mm-hmm.
But generally speaking, nowadays they use plastic mostly.
Uh-huh.
Because they're a lot cheaper.
Yeah. Probably they'll last a little bit longer too, maybe. Okay, what different kinds of shoes do you know of, or that you're aware exist? No pun intended.
Well, there's work shoes and dress shoes and boots and
mm-hmm.
That's the categories, you might say.
Okay. would that be for men and women, or just for men?
Oh, it would be for men. Let's see, now, for women, you'd use, everyday shoes, or walking shoes, and dress shoes.
Okay.
And boots, too, I guess. They wear a lot of them now.
Yeah. What might be some different types of hairstyles that you're aware of?
Long hair and short hair. And bald head.
Covers the whole spectrum, right there. would that be for men and women?
Nowadays, yeah. There used to be men would wear a pompadour or crew cut or